Shus of Avimari. Holding by a Simon Shmiyakas, by a Sirchas. We have a mission, Lafkok and Aleph, on Aleph, that says, beautiful memories, they get to preparing food on Shabbos. One in the case of Chilsis, the second of Karshinim, the third of Tevin. When they get to Chilsis, the mission says, Ain't sure of a Chilsis, Rashi explains to Rafur, and therefore, Lachom Eisen, when we lose Sugar Rafur, be a big tumult when they get two questions on these words. One they get to Michael Bream for Chaylo, with the Makor to giving things that are Michael Bream, let's say banana to Chaylo. And the second Sugar, having medicine for 10 days straight, is there a heter, will come out from the Sugar, we'll have to get back to. The safe in the mission, the case of Tevin, the idea of putting it on a Kibbol or Imos, that's a look on Simon Shinchov Dalit. That means what we're looking at right now is the middle case, the case of Karshinim. In Karshinim, there are also three halachas in the Mishnah. It says, Ein Shoyin or Ein Shoylim, Taz, of Karshinim. Person cannot soak Karshinim. The second thing it says, Loi Shofin. Person cannot rub it. And third thing it says, Avon Lechel Mekibbol V'Kakolo. Person can put it inside a seat or a basket over here. So we really have to explain each one, what that means to get our Sugya Barer. So first, this idea of Karshinim, what is it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a Michael Behemo. They've come in the Mishnah and says, who are the Kapurche Adama, making more practicals, you have a potato over here, with the same exact halacha. And the Olam was asking the Mechor, Michael Behemo, Karshinim. I'm a Kapurche Adama, and Mechor, it's a Bayam, it's a Sugyo Muxo. I'm not discussing Yom, I'm discussing a case of Shabbos over here. So this simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah, and I see B'Nyom Zilber and the Orko Shabbos explain, it means it's Michael Behemo, and who are the Kapurche Adama, is also things that gave an animal to go eat. I mean, discussing washing potatoes to give animals, when there are animals around over here. Now, this idea of sharing the kashinim, first is a dinder abundant or is a dinder iso. So the Bialocha sent you to the Primogodim. Primogodim points out, to read the Mechaber and the Torah, they say the words kibbayr, a dinder abundant. And he says, you read Rashi says the words are bayr. It wants to bring a right, this idea over here, that's bayr from a Yushalmi, from the Sigyan Bay over here. So Maisa, the Primogodim himself, when he ends off, he said, L'chura, even if you want to say it's Boyer like Rashi, he said, Maisa, L'chura, it's a Kla'achiyad. So Vada should be there, I want to go into everybody. That's Aleph. Boy, the Rai is from the Gemara and Beyo. And from Nishami, you look up the Echlai Talos, she's a Shabbos, they argue back, and Chayno, and therefore all three of those end up saying it's a Dindu Rabban over here. I mean, it's true that Be'alocha sounds like it's the Rai, so Maisa, the Achorinim seem to go more like the simple reading of the Torah, the Mechaba, Dindu Rabban, and Nachmin will come out, Mamash al-Sugya of washing vegetables. Being big tumult over here, they're discussing Drabon or Deraiso of Drabonim, Sav Drabon Kulo. Even if a Tzad wants to say a shell of a Deraiso, you have to learn the Klom of Psak. Let's say something's Machlekes Drabon or Deraiso. So what's our Locha in that case? What get do we give it? Slap Pesach can put on the category of Svek Sveko. Savik is Motir or Osir. Even if it's Osir, it's Drabonim, a Sav Drabon Kulo. The difference is about a Shulchan from earlier with Karis, that even if it's a machleiki drop on the right, so we'll give it a get of drop on them, gain the idea of a svek sveko.
What is the Mishnah?
The Bialoch sounds like the right, so. Right, he has a right from his Tosef, the Yishalmi, the Mavera. He said the right, so. Not like the reading of the Machaber.
Is that the same stuff, basically
the
same wonder
also?
No.
So on the test, you have to write the
Mishnah Pasik
to the
right?
Yeah,
look. The wind test or the Shemayim test? Now, we have a mission here that says in Shoyin or in Shoylem as a Kashinim Loi Shofen Isa Biyad. So what is the Isa Biyad? It's the Sugya of Barer. In Barer, we know that once you have a Teruvah, to matter it, you need either need three things, Miyad and Biyad and Eichum Dek Tzelis. You're missing one of the three, Dinder Isa, Kase of Ekli, or La'achazman, or Psal Dek Eichel, it's the Isa. The case of being Shoyin over Kashinim, which one is it missing? They were saying over the Issa Bar. We have three options. Is it missing its Lach Hazman? Is it Issa Mitak Kli? Is it Issa Mitak Psal Mitak Hoichel? Can the work be the Rabbanon? So the Prima Kodim is Klach Hayat. Or Duraisa, so it's not Klach Hayat. Each one onto its own, but what is the Issa over here? What's the problem? So the Prima Kodim, in Mishpat Zob, in Sivkot Nei, it points out, look, when you separate one thing from the other, what's moving away? Is the Eichel being taken away from the Psalus? Or the Psalus being taken away from the Eichel? It's happening at the same time. If you want to tell you what's happening at the same time, you're in essence also taking Psalus away from the Eichel. So what is the Issa over here? This is Mitzvah Sugya Psalus from Eichel, which you cannot do on Shabbos. Also, you have no heter of Bayer. Has to be Eichel and Psalus. And therefore, Menorah Torah goes this way. The Alma Shulah starts off with this one Mahalchim, the Isser's Psalus Matech Arichel. Atzad Hasheni, Kamal Chodshani, he says, you seem to understand the Eichel Matech Psalus over here. So what is the Isser? He says, the fact that you're putting inside water, and what's separating over here the dirt from these the potatoes over here, the water separating it. It's like the act of a kli. The locha of using a kli over here is ulcer. I could tell me it's not miyuchalakach. So fine, did not bother. Goes wide job. It's like a sieve, not like sieve in a sifter. It's like a kachal. It's like that. So did not bother here. But the issue tells us to go of you dinkly. I'm sure it's been down. It says second malach. I said a shlishi, Leom Sura Moshe Tshuva, inside, or Chaim Kalkal, Sim Kuf Chav Hei, and if I had to explain it that way, the Shulam, they ask a question, L'chua, the Minig Ha'ilam, is to wash dishes. How in the world could a person, wash vegetables? How can you wash vegetables, L'chua, before Shalacha, of ancient Kashinim? So Moshe starts off, we have a loch in the gate, the Sugya of Klipa. That means the end of Simen Shin Chav Ha'ilam, the Mephor Shemad, that says, a person can peel a orange, can peel a onion, can peel a garlic, a jabis is no problem. Says the Mishabu over there, what's the reason? Because the E-F-Shir made an Acher, therefore, even though you still have to do it Miyad and Biyad, instead of the Klal of Selis B'Tech Eichel, you do not need, it can even be a case of Selis B'Tech Eichel, Maiz Ditz Motor, E-F-Shir made an Acher. If so, the question over here is, why in the world should we also be sharing Kashinim? You have something outside, how do you want the person to do? Take Eichel B'Tech Selis? How's that possible? It's only possible to do Pesel Tech Eichel. Therefore, come along and says, just like you allowed to take off an orange, the Chush should be able to wash off these things. And Elamai was the Kimtovir, and must be the Isser is, but it says La'achazman. La'achazman. That means we. What? We'll have a Heter, La'alter. We'll have a Heter in this, according to Moshe's first Mahalach, we'll have a Heter, La'alter, in the Mishnah, Sharon Kashin. Again, even could be, oh, it'll still have two malachim over here. Be loch to the right. And people don't say it could be drabam. Yeah, could be. Can't I know? Yeah. So the Maaseh comes out, we ask, what is the is over here? We have three options. Either it's not miyad, or not biyad, or not echel tech pselis. We have three answers over here. People come says it's pselis tech echel. The Chodeshani says the bayam tells sugil kli. Moshe says the bayam tells sugil achazman. Take a step further, for two more malachim to understand it. But Moshe himself goes on further and says, that's one idea. But Ksasi needed to say another concept. Now explain what he's saying over here. He wants to make up to the sugya of rechitzo versus the sugya of soaking, shura. If you soak something, it will be osir. Mashenkin rinsing, rechitzo, then it might be mutter. That means the getzo sugya of when you have miyad, biyad, oichum, tachpselis. The locha is mutter, and why is it mutter for? It's a derech achilo. Which means it's a derech, not a maisa berry, it's a derech achilo. Let's say you have an act over here that's missing the klal, or has all the klal, is still derech breva. Example again, we just said beforehand, you can have all three klal be mutter. But let's say you're missing, should be also the isa. We know that in the case of a klipa, it's missing one of them. It's ef should be nacher, it's still derech chila, it's mutter. Places want to say, when you have more pselis than eichel, do the case of eichel than pselis, we'll not have that. You can have all three klal, and still be a derech breva there, still it's also. That means the site is not we have the three columns, exerts, or kosher. When you have miyad and biyad, now it's derech achilo. If it's still an act of brayo, so it will be also. Kamal Ramoshi is saying, you can have all three over here. Well, the Maisa, if it's derech brayo, soaking it is derech brayo. Rechitza is not derech brayo. So washing things will be mutter, and soaking things will be also. And look up in Chaim, no, Maisa goes this way. This is Ikim Mahalach and Tildov and the Drisha. They seem to understand this concept over here. Chaimel gets involved, even maybe soaking rice is more over here. But we have a concept that the Seder of the Israel is Derech Brero. That means even though you have the Klom that's not enough, there's an Ismail that's Sugya Derech Brero. A fifth Malach, what is it? Pshan the Mishnah. Kamal Mishnah. In the second Mahalach, he wants to say rinsing is motor. Correct. The second Malach. That's why you're
so
that's the author. We'll get to the fifth malach in the sugya of in the sharon over here. Come on, the shartzi, and it means on the Rambam. He says a pel of the meister Rambam left it out in the yad over here, and he wants to say the Rambam in the sugya nothing to do with bar. Not like the Rishonim and the Paiskim. It's the sugya negiah to preparing food for an animal. The sugya of mashu ochlo, mitruch ochlo. That means when you have an animal that is yours, the zenos and lechik can feed it. But when you shriach yourself to make that animal have oinig Shabbos, or oinig of the food, you do more of an act that's needed for the animal, that mice is also in Shabbos. And therefore he points out the reason why the Rambam left it out, because brought down in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shnuchov Dal and Siv Gimel, those clone. And look at the Bein of Parachia, he writes it this way, that's the side of the sugya, nothing to do with Bairam. That means it comes out, what is the Isser that we're discussing with Ein Shur and Kashinim? We have five Malchim. We have the Pim Godim Pesach Derech Eichel. We have the case called the Chodeshonim Mitzad HaSugya of Kli. We have a Moshe, the first Malach, Mitzad HaSugya of La'achaz Man, that's Isser. We have a Moshe, the second Malach, even have all three of them, when you soak it, is Derech Bairo, Chaimna and others. And we have the fifth idea, it's nothing to do with Bairo, the Maishet Smoter. I do have to realize that the Chodeshonim Mitzad HaSugya say Tindra Abolim. V'oid, according to the Rambam, there is no Isser B'chlal. So there always is a second sfar to throw in if it's not mitzvah the sugya of preparing for an animal, which is the sugya of tircho. Maybe it's not mitzvah to call the Rambam. But you have an idea of the Rambam it's mutter, which again the Shaitzim points out. We don't go like that. And you have a shalom of the Rambam. Now in these five malchim over here, look at one simple nafkamina is you have a heter of l'alter. There's a mutter l'alter. Can you take shoyin kashinim, take potatoes, and soak it to give it to the animal to go eat, that's the case of the altar. So the preacher says, which he tells us, his bayah is derech bayo. He says, last, he writes, also even the altar. Pimikom says, him, which he tells us, the issue is himself, but derech oichel. He has the issue of the altar. According to Moshe, according to the first Mahalach, you might, the case of the Mishnah, you would have had to the altar. Moshe himself has two malchim, and Benikis from Go and Chaim points out, the steam is a Shulchan Aruch, and the Nachikalim, no one says you have a head to the altar. A very seldom way no one says there's a heter over here. And therefore, Moshe's first Malach is a little bit hard to understand. And therefore, Nezi Yisrael and Shusha Shabbos, Tila Dov, all say there is no heter to the altar by soaking potatoes to give to an animal. The second case in the Mishnah is a case of Lo Shofen Oisai.
Wait a minute, but
well, first, we'll turn a page, then we get to off the page. That's the first set of page to get to Shur and Kashinim, the get of potatoes and Kashinim. The second case is Lo Shofen Oisai, you cannot rub it. What's the issue of rubbing? The Shami says the issue is the sugya of dosh. Dosh, disconnecting things. Rashi in the sugya says the issue is the sugya of barer. You read the Torah over here, you read the Mechaba, and the Mechaba writes the issue inside the barer. The place can go inside the sugya of barer. Now the question is, when you rub something, you're disconnecting it, why is it not dosh? Why is the Rishon of the Paiskim going like the Bavli, who it sounds like, the sugya of barer, and not the sugya of dosh over here? So the Chor, as far as we mentioned last time, Numa Zachanim point out, that the whole idea of Ein Disha only Begdula Karko. L'chor, the offer is not something that grows from the ground. And therefore, since the offer does not grow from the ground, Poshet, and not Nechlo Sugil of Dosh over here. Either it's the Tzrek Tzer Nachorinim, one way of a Bayam, it's the Sugil of Durabon over here. Ein Disha of Begdula Karko in the rice, maybe it should be the Isra Abonim. Well, if you understand all the Isra of Shoyrin, it's only the Durabonim, so like Zerling Zero. Therefore, we're not coming to answer it. They do point out, if the silly over here has come to be makel, mitzvah the sugya of also not dishu gedulei karko, let's say you have a plate with food that's stuck on. And the food is gedulei karko. Can you rub off the food from your plate over here? Because might so we have a case of gedulei karko. So, either you can say this for, we mentioned again also last time, that the pool of dosh and dafka in the field, the gemara pri, by a company, mashek in the house is no problem. Very simple. Even when to argue this for, come on the egle tal, and he wants to tie no any shell be like karko, a true has to be like karko, but one has to be grown inside the other. Over here, the plate does not grow inside of the vegetable or the fruit that's stuck on top of it. Even like karko means something has to be grown together with it. So far as mice, we tell the sugil of dosh and not dosh, the idea of shelf in the gate of sugil bar over here. The last case of the Mishnah, the case of Naisim Kivro, Okakolo, put it inside a sieve or a basket, and therefore what happens, you have these potatoes, you want to give it to the animal. Some of the dirt will fall to the side. So why don't you have an iser of separating one from another inside the sugya bar? Why the mice is a mutter for? So the Bialach points out, look, it sounds like a shadow, what exactly is happening over here? He said, according to the lotion of the Rashi, Rashi says lefonim, it happens sometimes. So it's enim eskavin, it's not a psik ratio, machlok yim shimon enim yudo, you pass magim shimon, enim eskavin, the mice is a mutter. Then what's mutter? However, the Bialach has a problem. L'chora, the words they ran in Maiso is a lotion of sounds like even a vaday. Come over, Vosan, he points out, look in the Ran in the back that we have. the Megiyah changes the Lashon L'Ran, like it says in Rashi, and also puts in the words L'Fomim. That means Sai Rashi and Sai L'Ran will come out. The reason why it's more than the last case, Betzim, if it would be Psek Resha, would be Ulcer. Over here, it's not a case of Psek Resha. So I can explain the Mishnah, basically the three Yisoyis over here, the case of Shalem, the case of Shofin, the case of putting inside a Kivro. Building upon that, now let's take it all to things that are off the page. I mean, until now we're discussing the idea of Michael Behemoth. Now let's discuss Michael Odom, human consumption that we come and go eat. The question basically is, when you get vegetables and you want to wash them off on Shabbos, is that mutter or is that ulcer? Can you wash your vegetables on Shabbos? So again, the Moshe starts off in the Shuvah, you have to realize at different times you get vegetables. Sometimes the vegetables are ikker clean, except it's not a single of Nikias. The person wants to do an extra cleaning to it, you wash it nicer, fine, can you do that on Shabbos? That better Shem will get to Lochan Sifyot. The Lochan where there is, when a person wants to drink something, that has some kismet inside, a little piece of the wood inside, and the Loch is, it's drinkable, no problem. Fine, you want to take them out, these little basalices that are inside, whether you have a case of here of an orange drink, they have some sediment to the bottom, so you can drink it 100%, you might take them out. So the Loch over there is, the mice is not nichol to get a bar, it's going to get a min echad. It's drinkable. Sending a vegetable that is clean. It's certainly 100% edible. A lot of people actually won't even wash it off. You're taught by your parents, you wash it off, so you wash it off over here. Or if you want the extra nikis over here, so you wash it off over here. Come on, Moshe, Moshe is a vada that's not nichol in shiloh v'asugyo. Once it's roi l'achilo, api roi b'nei odom, a vada nichol l'geda b'n echad, even l'achaz man, the ma'is is mutter. Now, let's say you're the type of person who is an istinus, or a sinai, or you're machbid, we'll have to get to lochot sefiyot, won't be that simple. But the standard situation, we get things that are ready, relatively clean, you want to do an extra nikias, that a vada, a person can wash off. The question over here is, when you get a vegetable, let's say you buy things that are dirty over here. Now, certain times you get things that are dirty when you buy it wholesale, come mamash lalmon upon it. Usually you get in the store, they're trying to sell it to you, so it's usually relatively clean. But again, you buy in certain sales, certain places, certain shkunot, they're not that machbid. They give you a good deal upon it, cost money to clean it. Therefore, you have dirt upon it. You can get vegetables with a lot of dirt upon it. The question is not roi l'achila. Do you have a right to wash on Shabbos? Or no, it's a Mishnah. Ain't shurin kashinim. Mice, it's ulcer. So the simple understanding sounds like should be ulcer. And therefore, the Sefer Shur Tyra 100 years ago, 100 years before the Mishnah brought, came along and asked it. The Esa Chadnus, the newest place in your town, the Chadnus says you cannot wash your vegetables from dirt that's on top of it.
Why? Why?
The Mishnah says, can get off the dirt and eat vegetables. That's the Mishnah. So then you want to say Mishnah is different. We'll have to get to it, sure. I mean, simple idea. You read the Mishnah says, you cannot get your dirt off the Kashinim. What's the difference with the Michael Odom and Michael Bechmo? And then the Debitzina goes this way, and the Benjamin Zilber goes this way, and Abayin himself, and Rav Osner, and Chaim Kinevsky, and the Sikirelitz, they point out, they always start off that simple reading of the Mishnah. Asad Hashani, Numis Cholkim, Rav Chaim Noh, when he writes it in the Sefer, says a Shulchan, he has 13 pages to address this question, get Val the Rais back and forth. And then he says, Maisin Smotir, we'll get to his Rais, Bez Hashem. And Bekir, he wants even maybe Matka, in case of even soaking over here, Lav Dav, even rinsing. And therefore, the Orch HaShabbos brings down with Dava Baran, when Moshe writes lots of Poshra Smotir, he has Tumah Alchem over here. And therefore, afterwards, Luch Sahabo, and Amir Tuvi Goldstein, and Abiyashim himself, and Master Klein, and Ovadi Yosef, and Mishai Dabliski, and with English forums, the Kobanim, and the Ribiat, although they come up to Michael. I mean, they come down to Machlokes among this forum. We don't go by numbers. Technically, at least on the page, you have 22 verse 15. That's because Machlokes are shuckle what to go do. Now, there's a job of in between Mahalach over here, which seems to be how Shulma Zalman goes, and the Kovitz Halachas, and I want to say, maybe to answer some of the theories of the Mishnah Berurah, that really depends when the dirt, when it got there. If it was grown with it, as part of parcel of the thing itself, and when you're washing it off, the geta of the Gemara, the Pri, then those will be much more masculine. Because that's be'etzim, the Tzura Bar is what? You have something that grows certain ways. You separate things to make the Pri edible. That's to get the wheat, that's to get the vegetables. Mashenkin, let's say you bought a potato, came home, and then your kids rolled on the floor, or somehow just rolled on the floor, got very dirty, now you want to wash it off. That they want time, no, that's like washing a plate to Kedoymo. I mean, those were mechal between the cases over here, and this mahalach Chaim Kinevsky and Shrein Halachas, you want to say it will answer some of the theories in the Mishnah Berurah. Well, from the Maisa, we have a question over here: can a person of Be'etzim wash off his vegetables? It's a shalom on the swarm. Rav Amekel, the Maisa seems to be a machlokes shakol there. You could say it's a shell of a tinder upon him. And if you want taino, maybe a person can be Michael. Well, let's try to go through the svaras, mikan lekan, and answer them to see what you're going to do with it over here. First, the sad the machmirim, l'chura, they have three makoris to aser. Three makoris. One is, the Mishnah says, ain't sure in kashinim. Second, the Mishnah says, lo shofen, not to open. So you have two cases in the Mishnah. Third, the Mishnah adds in the case of potatoes. His words by potatoes are, lo yitin aleihem mayim. He added a drop more of a situation where don't put upon it water. So you have to ask, aside the two cases in the Mishnah, and aside the Mishnah sounds like washing vegetables also. And unfortunately, the Mishnah that way. So just to address this and how they answer back. First, to get to the Mishnah of Ein Shur and Kashinim, again, when Moshe starts off, I had the answer to the Sugya of Klipa. For the case of Klipa, saying, Maisis Motor. Moshe saying, over here, the case over here is also. So Moshe's first Malach is Echlami. The Mishnah's case of Achaz Man, Havala Alkal Maisis Motor. That Malach, if you realize, as the Chaim points out, that the steam is a place that was not that way. The idea of throwing in the altar, it's a wonderful idea to answer the Kashio, but it's very hard when you read, no one seems to say this concept. It'd be a great head to the Mishnah. No, the Rishonim say it, no, the Paiskim say it. Seems to be very missing over here. But that's the Moshe's first Malach over here. The Moshe come along and he has the second Malach, even you have all three, Miyad, Biyad, and the case of Altar. How is still also why? Because soaking is different than rinsing. The Mishnah's case we're discussing over here is soaking something, and therefore it's a Derech Brei over here. Maisa, you want to do rechitza, you want to wash your vegetables, you want to do a docha, you want to rinse your vegetables, that lemaisa, that's mortar, that's a maisa lachila. That's called lachila. Before you eat it, you have to wash your vegetables. That's still 101, you want to clean things. You eat it, clean your plate, lemaisa eat it over here. So a Moshe comes along and says the second malach, that the side of the head to where it's not like the Mishnah of dafka rinsing rechitza, why not nechon get of derech bera like soaking in derech bera? Now, there are other ways to answer this question. Chaim Noam himself, he wants to answer and make a chil between the act of Michael Behema versus Michael Adam. Michael Behema is dechdu the case of a kli, even beyond the maishas we also. Michael Adam is not dechdu the case of a kli. They will say, Chazal did not make gizeh de abonim. They were even soaking the maishas he wants to make a little bit here. The Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he wants to answer the Mishnah. He wants to mechal whether it's a case of something that's called cleaning versus something that's called a case of being an act of a bayer. He wants to time that something that's was dovek, dirt that came with it, attached to it. That's an act of burr over here. Mashenkin, stam, usually washing vegetables over here. You have in your house? That's an act of cleaning. Different ways of answering the mission in this case, I'll show you. The idea of answering the idea of leishofen can come along and machal in the case of soaking and rinsing, because who's doing soaking over here? Moshe has to answer leishofen also. So, myself, also, there seem to be a different malach and four different ways of answering this question. One is, as Rav Ida points out, according to Moshe, this must be a case of Lachazman. That means first Malach will answer Lachazman. The second Malach won't apply over here. Must be a case of Lachazman. Again, that's very hard to say. That's very soft from the Paiskim. The way Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to tie it, he says you're rubbing it, and then you're removing the psilus. Let's show off, no, it's rubbing. This is rubbing it to loosen it, and then to remove the psilus. The second Malach Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to answer, you're rubbing it inside water. It's a Hemchik of the Mishnah. And then what happens? Then it floats up. So that's a derech bera. Each one does a malach over here. Or third way, Shlomo Zalman wants to answer the Mishnah. The case over here is by doing a lot of kashinim together. They would nichel the get of derech bera. It's not a lot. You don't get the ma'aseh achila, ma'aseh smoter. The way of Mishmur is moisif. The idea of putting in potatoes and says leik in the lay of mayim. So a couple of those one time, of course, before the Mishmur that says you can't rinse. Leik in the lay of mayim. The first was the meaning of rinsing. There's the idea of putting some vegetables under the sink and letting water run over it. What about taking a vegetable and putting it inside a basin of water and rubbing it with your hands and separating it that way? The clean place inside water. So the simple, he says, Pashas in those days, they did not have any running water. They didn't have any faucets. So what does the Mishnah Berurah mean? Leitin aleihem mayim. What does that mean, mechitza and washing, how they wash dishes, why they're different over here? To have a pump was an expensive, exact thing that people didn't take their dishes and go to the pump and go wash it. They brought pump, put it in the basin, and brought it home. Chura means the idea of mechitza or docha, meaning you took it and put it inside with your hands. Inside the basin. That's not an act of soaking, that's an act of mechitza. That means the idea is lav dafka, the pressure of the water running over it. So the idea with the hands and the water being washing it together. This is called the yisoid or the makilim coming to answer. And then you have a problem. What do you do with this mishnah brewer over here? Mishnah says loitaleyamai. And therefore, if I just said a shtaka taina tami machman, the mice come home to argue with Moshe. Wants to ask it over here. So the way they want to explain b'chaino, b'dam shizliaza, then makachuba b'ashom. They want taino that obviously the mishnah is not being moistened more than what the Shulchan Aruch over here says. What he means is practically saying they put water on top and then they put it inside a basin. He does not mean that he put it and ran it down. There's no, again, they didn't have that mitzvah in those days. In those days, they meant they had a basin to wash things. So it meant that they laid to the land mine and let it soak over there. Just a way of talking what it means, so don't put it inside something and let it soak inside with water over here. You could answer according to Moshe, second Malach, one's the Achaz Man, or one's the Balter. That's the second way of answering it. Fine, so myself again, we have this one idea over here that those who want to be machmer, these are the rayas, and I think we answer the rayas pretty fairly. The Mekilim says, can we wash vegetables on Shabbos? Again, the Olam, we buy kushkatif, we bring it home. The question always comes up, come on, every Shabbos, can you wash them or not? To use a salad spinner, we'll get to a Bez Hashem later on. That's another shiloh. Now, to get to wash them, the Mekilim, let's take first a Moshe. Moshe starts off and he says, to rinse them, he starts off, first of all, to the Olam wash them. That was the shiloh was asked them. So he first off, his first malach, la'alter is mutter, la'achiz malach, ma'is is also. The second malach, he says, "Ktasar in here, I'll bring a raya from washing dishes. The maizel should be mutter over here. What's the maizel? The maizel is washing and soaking. He ends of tzorach in the dino. Therefore, he says, what to go do? Number one, dafka la altar. And number two, he also says, v'chein noikim do act of rechitza. That means the Moshe is choshev of both malachim. The malach is the altar, and the minik do an act of rechitza over here. That means, in the Makilim's world, the place where we make us telling you, you can do it, it has to be the altar, and it has to be an act of rinsing and not the act of soaking. Now, where the Makilim, where are they getting it from? We're talking about vegetables right now. Washing vegetables, we'll get to Galen. Now, where they're coming from, Lechora, they're coming from five Shtakirayas, Shabbos, if you want, the Oros.
Rinsing and washing?
Rinsing and washing are the same thing. Rechitza and Adokha are the same thing. Shuya, soaking, is different. So, come on, they come in five rayas. Five is very somewhat stronger than others, but five simple rayas again, the Shmir Shabbos rayas, Allah Beis Gimel Dal Hei. One is, again, the Moshe starts off with right from the case of Klipa. How in the world did come along and tell me that a person cannot wash his vegetables, take off what's on top of it, yet by thinking right, take off what the Klipa is on top of it? What's the difference whether this case is a peel or the case over here is dirt? We take off the peel, take off the orange peel, the garlic peel, the onion peel, why not take off the dirt that's on top of the vegetable? Same thing. Whether you go the Svarah of Iyash bin Acher, whether you go the Svarah of Min Echad, whether you go the Svarah of Tikkun Uchlav Alma, the three different Svarahs you mentioned already, and he said they had to the Klipo, all three should apply the same concept and get to turn over here. One Shtaka Raya. The second Raya, washing dishes. That means we learned already when we learned the Sigil of Achono, the Gemara in Kuf Yud Alam Beis, Kuf Yud Chesem and Aleph, I'm sorry, Wort HaLalucha Simish Shidukhov Gimel Simbog, the person washes dishes on Shabbos. It's very clear, the Bryce wrote down the Shulchan Aruch, that after you eat Friday night, you can wash it the next morning, no problem. After the second meal, for the third meal, you can. After the third meal, you have a bayam to the Sugya Vachono. Otherwise, you have a right to wash dishes, no problem, 100%. What is the difference between washing dishes or washing a vegetable? Second rayo. A third rayo. In the Sugya Vachono, we came across the Sugya of Kivas Yerek.
Not soaking
dishes,
washing.
Yeah, right. A docha scale. We'll get to the third way they're coming from the Sugya Knivas Yerek. There's a Gemara that says, you know, a person can do Knivas Yerek. What does that mean? Well, someone said it means Teichen. But the way how Be'ikli we showed him, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ram, the Ritva, means washing vegetables. What are they discussing? They were discussing a case over here. Can a person wash vegetables on Yom Kippur from what's Yom Kippur even comes on Shabbos? It's on the Sugya Vachono. The Gemara says you're allowed to as a sugya of agbus nefesh. Then you have a right to wash them on Yom Kippur on Shabbos, no problem. As agbus nefesh, wrote down this malach by the pichodesh by the going the mishigur and nolchem Yom Kippurim and tof reishud aleph. You can wash vegetables on Yom Kippur, no problem. Vachono, it's as a sugya of agbus nefesh. Because the people are very hungry and they want to eat right after Yom Kippur. So true a malach, but after Yom Kippur we're not a malach. So wrong. So it's Naksim with the Achono. What happens to the Sugya Baru over here? No one discusses the Isla Baru. Mamish washing vegetables. For what for Achono? No one says that. No one discusses what's the discuss what's the Isla, what's the Heter. A fourth wire, we came across another Sugya Ma'abed. The loch in Simon Shin Chavalef, and also the Sugya in Bishon Simon Shin Ches, when you have a piece of meat with blood on top of it, and you want to wash off the dam, whether the Sugya Shin Yin Ches is causing if someone's a chelo on Shabbos, you have shechita, you have fresh meat over here, you have dam on top, the dam is inside, it's mutter, the dam is parish, also you want to wash it off. Whether when the Sugya Ma'abed is causing the dam is a top piece of meat, you have a bayah that you have to have 3 days, you have to do melicho, unless you wash it, you have to wash it on Shabbos, it's not a Sugya Machono. So without the Sugya Machono, or if it's on Sugya Machon on Shabbos, the halacha is you want to wash off the dam that's on top. And you're washing off dam that's on top, like washing off a vegetable. Mishmua says mutter, black and white. A fifth raya that comes from, by a very salty fish, by herring, the Sugya Bishul, the halacha is b'tzainin and cold, l'may says mutter, to adocha, says Mishmua of af l'shreisa, even to soak it. You want to soak this very salty fish, to remove either, some say, the saltiness from it, or Chaim Mel says to get off the scales from it, remove something from it, even in the case of soaking, says the Mishnah Berurah. So you have cases over here that are discussing, four of them discussing Hadocha, one in the case of soaking, and you can move the things on the top of it. So how in the world could you be Machmet say, cannot wash vegetables? We have these stark arrays over here that person couldn't be able to wash our vegetables on Shabbos. This is the question that our friend me asked on the Machmirim. Now again, just to have the give and take to make it a little bit fair and not be so slanted over here. So first, let's try to answer all five rayas. What did Ephraim say? The first simple raya, Moshe tells of the case of a klipa. First, the right take of a klipa, why can not take off dirt? So the Chodesh Ani asks Lish Tosoi, was it Issa Shari Kashinim is using water because of the case of a kli? This is the sake of using a kli over here. And you might say you're not using a case of a, you're doing it with some washing of vegetables with your hand. That's no problem. A case of a knife, he said, no, that's my stuff, what an act of burrow beer. Therefore, one say why a klipa is, could be a case. Okay. But mashing using water, my should be, again, you come over, the Chodeshani says you cannot wash it using water over here, you cannot soak using water over here. That's definitely get of using a klipa over here. Now, the other one, not seem to understand that the water is definitely get of a klipa. The way that Amashulosh, he brings down, he has three different ways of answering it. He wants to answer the idea of a klipa, why it's different. It's part and parcel of the orange that's on top of it. Therefore, that's inside of it. Therefore, nichel get of derech achil over here. Mashing lichlich is not part and parcel. It's called lack of burr over here. Where that's what Benjamin Zimmel wants to go. A second mouth of the Almo Shulos, he wants to understand, there's a chilek that an orange, when do you peel it? Before you eat it. It's a shame, you want always to be there. Mashing, can you wash it pre? You can wash it pre earlier. Therefore, what's nichel get of derech achil? One nechal together, that's not derech chila. You can wash it a day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, or a month before. And there's no shaykhis to get us to give a chila. The orange, the peel, you want it there until before you eat it, until you come to go use it. Otherwise, you don't stop peel things and leave it around. A third thing he wants to answer that Moshulush, and I'll from Zam wants to go, that the klipa is beteva a chilikul eichel, and therefore, ke'in ideally, Yam Shishloim is not nechal together burr, it's nechal together bin echot, mashal, can you have an outside factor? So he has his three malachim. Again, Chutzuni has his malach. And look at Archa Shabbos, he wants to have two other malachim. Actually, if you see over here, you have seven malachim to answer one question. It's a stack of cash over here. But let's take a second idea over here. The idea of washing a kli itself. Come on, Moshe says we have a kash of klipa. A second, you have a right to wash a kli. What's the meaning of washing a kli? Or washing a vegetable. So, come on, Shabbos, he addresses this question. And he wants a title, the Be'etzem, to wash things on Shabbos. Should be an Isser, it's not separating things. Except since you could have done it before Shabbos, then it will have the Isser Drabbanon. Therefore, Kashinim should have done before Shabbos. Mashaking plates got dirty, you need them on Shabbos. So Chazal did not ask the plates when they have a need for the Tzarech Shabbos. Kashinim, you have a need to do before Shabbos. Chaim Noah brings down this Malach and says, if so, it comes out, you got the plate dirty on Erev Shabbos, you have no right to wash it on Shabbos. Chazal should make it because maybe Nechel get a light plug. That's his terrors. So Zalman, he comes along and says three other ways of answering this question to get to the sugya of a plate. In one time, the idea of a plate is better than not called burr as an act of cleaning. And he explains, Cleaning means it's something that you use and get dirty, and you use and get dirty, and you wash and clean and you use and get dirty, back and forth, back and forth. It's not the act of burial. Burial is you take a vegetable, you wash one time, that's it. You take anything that you want to do an act of burial, the chef, the kernel, is one time and that's it. Something that goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, that's called ishtamshus. That's called use over here. Once it's called use over here, that's what happens over here, that's nothing together of the act of cleaning. Ishtamshus. He says, therefore, he gives the example, kinim. You have locha simush in the zayin. The locha, you take them out on Shabbos, you have to go kill them. Learn the sukkah mitzvah, the sukkah of the tilsa shama. No problem until shama today, machlok is among the achorinim. What happens inside the sukkah of barer? That means we have clear gemara, we're talking about locha, they're taking out bugs, tilsa shama, no problem, our bugs might be different. Barer. Shama zami, then why? Because kulash tamshis, he goes back and forth, he clean the kids. Back the next day, clean the kids, back the next day, clean the kids, back the next day. Game chayenu. Like a play kids dirty. It's a massive chiddush how far I took the yisrael over here. And not the same bug. And the same dirt on the plate also. It's different food. It's a different bug. That your kid's head is cold. That goes back and forth. Again, he took the idea from a plate that's made for that. Because that means the kingdom is not made for a kid's head. I don't think. And then we still said, that's called what we do. That's how we live life, especially in Israel. It comes out, so the Shuas Yitzchak yourself, you analyze something that's not made to happen that way. That means, let's say you get a bench here dirty, got some dirt stuck on top of it. So they said, before to clean it, before you have an Issa Burr. According to Shomazam's Malach. Massive Kiddush over here. Alright, that's the first idea over here. The second Malach of Shomazam, a similar idea. He wants to tell you that we look at Burr, especially in Sugil Burr, Loshim Ne'odom, Enim Ne'odom, they get to Thiruvahs. So it says, the Enim Ne'odom person looks at the act that they're doing over here by play, it's called cleaning. It says, for example, how can you brush your teeth? Spire. No one says that's spire. I take out the psyllus. No, if you have all the club using a toothbrush, you have Shabbos, no water, no toothpaste, and you don't wash afterwards, no problem. That's called cleaning. He says, how can you go to the bathroom? How can you blow your nose? Right? It's not the chayichel for most people. So how can you go do it over here? Elamai. He said, because that's called cleaning. Anybody out of norm calls it an act of burr. A place called cleaning. Washing vegetables, that would call the act of burr. A third way how Shlomo Zalman wants to answer the case of a plate. He wants to tell this that something has to be dafka that's intertwined or mixed inside. That means, for example, he says, how can you sweep the floor? Burr. Dirt on top of it. Because everyone sees this floor, something on top of it. A plate, he says, everyone sees the dirt on top of the plate. No, that's he wants to say when something is intertwined or it's corrected, or he wants to say even it was created that way. That's the chalikah of being part of something that you're separating one from another. But something is one. But people see by a plate is something on top of it is not more rather intertwined or part of the thing itself. Why there are other mouths again? The seven different ways answer the same question. Who? Who? He? I lost you. Appeal, wants to say because it was created that way. I mean, Shomazama's Malach is that was created that way. We have an Isra over here. You have to come on the head to Klippi, you have Shibinacher. You have to have, appeal has a problem. Now, no, that he says on top of. It came afterwards, he said, it depends. It was dirt, it was with it. That's part of it. If something came afterwards, you want to say it's more dirt. He's going in between, it depends how you say it over. It depends who the Adam is and what Lashon you're referring to and what B'nai means. Now, the Shtak Raya, the third Raya, is Mamash Klimas Yerek. That's a bomb kasha. Klimas Yerek is washing vegetables according to Moses, showing them brought on Lachon Mishabur, Genel Yom Kippurim, Rechadish Koin. That's Malach over here. And therefore, Chaim Mil says, you have no way of answering it. The Shmir Shabbos is not bringing down the terrace for this. The Rosh Shabbos does not bring down the terrace list. I mean, there's been a machmir, they don't seem to answer it. But Yom Zilber, who is machmir, has a problem with this. So he comes along, he wants to answer, Echanam Miknimis Yerek Midi was Royal Achilo. It was, you can't eat it. As Nekias Yisayu, the washing off the vegetables. Now you have to understand, that's what's Royal Achilo. It's also Mitzal Sugi Vachono. But Agmas Nefesh, as Nekias Yisayu, came along to be Maturit. It's very hard to understand that was the Kimt over there. Why Matur something, the best is Royal Achilo, Aleph. A second, that's not the steam of the Paiskim. We either shine on the Paiskim. No one said it was discussing the case of the Kiyas Ba'alma. The Pesach Shuvas is his old prince. He won't say it's Royal Achil B'Shas Chak. The new prince, for a good reason, he left it out. You don't say this Malach over here. But the Chorus is a stark kasha, and he has this situation of washing vegetables. Unless we'll say we don't collect Yushanim, but we'll tell the local. There's one other Malach. Again, I don't have a clear answer, honey. The Machim answer, Kesik Nivas Yerek. The case of washing off dam atop the meat, wash be different. Again, the two mishnayos and Sinyin Ches Chavala, wash be different than washing of vegetables. Again, it's a stark kasha. She tells her he wants to answer. No, that's for cleaning. No one sees the act over here of separating over here. No act of burr. Now, why is dirt on top of vegetables? You see burr. Mashenkin dam on top of meat. You don't see burr. It's a why that's loshim b'nei odom. Not clear. Not sure. Not clear why that's so over here. But might say he wants to say that's cleaning and wants to act of burr over here. He does one of the two other malchim the chodeshani. One time the case over here by the boss when the dam is on top. So there's no teruvas over here. Something on top is not teruvas. And he wants to give a nochem aleph. We'll get to Bez Hashem back to it. But some b'esim is ulcer. But it has, I mean, the piece of meat has dam inside, has dam on top. The dam inside the mice is mutter, the dam on top of the mice is ulcer. If you take off something, the b'es only as iser rav yalel, you take it off, like I'm the same thing as inside, which you eat with it. That means if there was dam on top, and you had no iser, you would eat it. We'll get to a similar question. Let's say you have water with bugs inside, and all the grain will drink it. So let's get the min echot. So metal locha, you have to take it out. Then make it ois min echot. The big shiloh, that means we have there are two cases of iser ravilel. There's one we have two apples in front of you, two apples. One iser, one is again one is erlo, one is iser. But you see two different things. Then something with betim is can be one thing over here, and there's iser inside of it. What's the locha in that case? It won't inside. We'll get to back to this question over here, but the Chodesh Shani wants to answer over here. This is the Isser on top, and it's the same thing as the inside. That's not Nechel Geda of Bar over here. It's taking off the thing that better than inside, Nechel Geda Min Echot. The fifth wire of washing off the fish from being so salty over here. So, first, what exactly are you washing off? You're washing off either the salt over here, we said the kaskasim, or the scales over here. And then said Mishmur, even in the case of soaking. So come along to the Chodesh Shani, how he wants to answer. He said, no, we're not washing off any scales. Washing off only the sharpness and the bitterness over here. So not even washing off the salt. Not really taking off anything. I want to subdue the taste. Subduing the taste. No act of burr. I'm not taking off anything. I'm affecting the taste over here. That's why I'm not looking to get a burr. Fine, so my side, I think we went through the two slides. Machlokes we come from the Mishnah Brura. Machlokes we come from other sugyas. They're raised, Mekalakan, and go back and forth upon these questions over here. What to go do? Taking that maybe a step further. Till now, we're discussing washing off vegetables from dirt. Let's say you have. Step further. We have vegetables over here with bugs. Whether you have worms inside or bugs over here. What to go do on Shabbos? So, first, let's see us before we get to the halacha. When you go to the shuk and you buy a regular chasa, a regular head of lettuce, maisa, you have chir bediko. Whether mukhzuk or miramotso, a lot you have to go check. How to go check, you have to learn how to go check by based upon the light, you have the light machine, and go check for what the bugs are there. People tell me they think they know how to check till I show them videos what they're looking for, and like, that's what I'm looking for. If you want to really buy from the shuk because it's cheap for whatever reason, or for experiment, you have to learn how to check. Maisa, the moinam do not buy from the shuk, we buy things that are specially grown. From hot houses of Kedoyim with a shkach upon it. Now, when you buy from these places, you have two options of buying. Either it's pre-washed, fine. Or you have ones that are not pre-washed. And therefore, you buy the what they call gush katif, the thing from the hot houses. So either you'll get with a shkach, let's say, badats. Badats rice in a bag, zechiv to soak, and zechiv to rinse. You have to do two things upon it. First, you have to soak it, it says 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Then afterwards, you have to rinse it. The way out, let's say you buy a frati, on the bag will say mumlats to soak. It's advised, strongly advised to soak. And then afterwards it says you have to rinse it. Now, if you do not do what it says in the package, you're not eating their hashkocha, you're eating your own hashkocha. That means you're eating whatever you think is mutter. But if you want to eat do badats or afrati, you have to follow what it says. Now, the way they explain to you why exactly are we rinsing and washing over here. So first, the main point is that you have to rinse it. When you have the pressure water that washes off the bugs, the whole point of soaking it is really to loosen what is there. That's why some bags say zechiv to soak, some say mumlats to soak. The point of soaking it is to loosen a little bit that might be stuck on, might be ulai, makes it easier when you rinse it off to take it off. The main point is you have to rinse it off. Now, when you buy these bags, what exactly are you afraid of that's inside these bags? So the Ilan like saying it's second-hand infestation. That means Amaru, they grow, it's fine. But you package it, you ship it, maybe bugs get inside. But my sense is not so. This first hand infestation, straight from the companies. Ravai, I assume everyone knows. So he had actually ashkoch for a while. I don't think you see it anymore. He's more into just saying the lochas. So when he had ashkochos, he had a gabbai, Rav Tefer. He took me around for about 10 hours to the fields. And we turned alive, trying to make videos out of it. We ended up not doing it for whatever technical reason, let's call it technical, why we didn't do it for. But Maisa, he showed me the fields, he told me the Matthias says every single bag has 100% bugs. Every bag says Meyachul Yitzel bugs inside. That's what he said. 100%, he tried to show us what's happening, what's going on over here. If so why are you buying these things for? Right, why just buy for the Shukri wedding? So how they explained it to me is basically when you buy the different types of bugs to be left behind. When you buy from the shuk, there are bugs that are to be washed off, the bugs that be stuck on, and there's webs there, and things that cannot really come off, and usually and not always come off, and therefore even when you do the soaking and washing, you still have bugs left behind. The ones that are left behind by these companies are best some things that 100% get washed off. When you do what it says in the bag, they're gone. They're either thrips or arthropods or kedoma, different bugs that come right off. Then maybe you have to wash it. If someone does a haphazard job of not washing it, Rav Tefer says, you're eating bugs. Now, people say that again, why do you write in the bag? Some people say secondhand infestation. So it's very simple. We don't try to advertise as firsthand, because they won't buy from the good place, they go buy from the shuk. The shuk is much, much worse. So we don't say that over. But the mice say you have to follow what it says in the bag. If you don't do what it says in the bag, mice you have a problem here. It's not just the sand people telling you to wash off. You have to wash off inside. There are bugs in every side, in every bag. Now, is that true by Bidatz? I'm not sure. But this is what Avai told me on his packages. His Gabbai has shown me. At least the Chura, all packages should be the same thing. Should be no difference in which Ashkoch you're buying. All of them have things inside. That's first, it's yes. Now, Lalocho. There are things a person want to clean on Shabbos. That's first, the case of strawberries. Strawberries you go buy from the shuk, people want to know how to go clean it. So you get the videos by Star K or OU or Chof K, they tell you how exactly to go clean it. Then you run under water, you rub around with your finger, you cut off the top, take away the clefts over here, and you clean it. Can you do that on Shabbos? Now, what is there first? Again, I can show you the videos. The little worm is running around over there. They're Mina Motzai. You go to any strawberry field, they're there. They're there, Mina Motzai for sure. They come off very simply. You just follow the procedure of putting it underneath water and putting your finger around every single area. Afterwards, you'll check them. You won't find not one bug. That means people have found, that took hundreds and hundreds of strawberries. They checked before and they found Mina Matsai. Someone took 500 strawberries, found like 70, 80 of them. Afterwards, you washed them and found zero. But nothing. I mean, this process supposedly is good. And Rabbi wants to be more machmir and say, after the process, still grind it up. That's his chumrah over here. He says, still peel, that's his chumrah. Fine, but others say, just washing it, and that's how it goes. America, washing it, this process, the mice is fine. Can you do that on Shabbos? Can you clean them on Shabbos? So, Shmir Shabbos, when he gets involved cleaning lettuce and chura strawberries on Shabbos, he starts with one question. The Tilos Shama. These guys are running around. He says, L'chur, to go clean them on Shabbos, you have a baya of Ritzicho, Tilos Shama. Jewish animal, we don't mind that. During the week, go ahead. Leave a bayan, tell the shamo, shkita over here. So, first of all, let's analyze what you're doing over here. Is it... Oh, so that's the first question we have. Is it kavona to kill her or not to go kill her? Is it any miskavon? So, Maisa, I think... you can argue, but I think you definitely get a kavona. I think when you're rubbing them off in the kitchen, you do not want them to go down on your counter and then run around. Yeah, the Mira Motsa, you come to go do that. Step by step. Again. He wants, again, what if they come to get rid of this that's there, and he's coming to go kill it. He's coming to do two things. He just, it's not animus cav. I would call Kavono. I can hear the argument back. I think it's Kavono because you don't want to run around. So I think he's coming to go remove it and kill it. Roll. You don't want that. Even if you tell me it's not kavono, this will get up sick ratio. Now you come to go do that for that reason. is in definitely get it of Suffolk, and you have to go do it for that reason.
50% on the books.
So, again, it's a case that I think Nichole, I think Nichole can get a Kavano, and I think it's I don't think it's Suffolk. It's I'm coming to go do that over here. Ulai, you can argue the point. I think it's Kavano. I'm taking strawberries, which is an easier case for me. Makmer, we'll get to the lettuce. Every statement that I see came across that says you cannot wash lettuce out of Tilsh Shamal. I'm taking first case strawberries. Maisa, you're doing it be a dayim. When you kill it, you smash it. You're supposed to do it, you rub it, you smash it. They come off. And that's why you're rubbing with your finger. And I can argue the kavona, not kavona, and it could be a case of sekresh over here. Now, what? Nichle. Let's talk sekresh. Let's think. I think Nichle get a kavona, I'm not sure if that's so hard. No, when you point, they won't come off with the water. You have to have your finger over there. Crush the finger. They're rubbing, that's coming out of the truth. That's the point. Yeah. You're smashing them.
That's only the lettuce.
Now, Shabbos is discussing the case of lettuce. And as far as I see, all the Shmur being down the Shmur Shabbos, once he says that the Shmur afterwards say it, they bring down the lochas, you cannot wash your lettuce, it's done until Shabbos. Now, that I have a hard time, like Olivia is saying. The number one, by lettuce, I think you're looking together of grama. What happens? The water doesn't kill it. The water is washing off, goes in your sink, you might go down to the faucet, and might eventually the water kills it. This will get a grumma. Grumma's also, Simon Shalom Adalit. Over here, you can get involved, it's in Miskavin. Even Segration in Miskavin. Get involved also in the case of a Sophic. The bus left behind, loved after alive. It could be the case of dead over here. The strawberry is the case of nice alive over here. But over here, the case of Khor, there could be a case of dead over here. That means the strawberry is the components to remove what's there, that's alive. Any commands can be whatever's it, dead and alive. Stop it, I'm not sure they're alive. Not clear they're alive. I mean, they're all dead over here. But the name of the case of Lachashen Tigul Rufoi. So, my side, somehow I see the numerous form want to answer it. It's on the circle of Tilsh Shavuot. I think the Lachor should be mutter if the Sophic of Ein Miskavin can argue maybe it's a Pesach Ratio. Maybe they're dead over here. In the case of a Gromo, when you come to, I mean, those who make up Pesach Ratio and Gromo, my side, mutter straight up. But in the case of a Gromo, with a Sophic, I'm not sure why this one want to ask her. The chor should be mutter after sugya tilos and shabbos. Strawberries, what you really lost out of strawberries is the case of grama. I think it's the mice to be a dime. That's all of the gate to bugs inside your lettuce. You rub it and it kills it. Alright, the Pesach Shuv is in his footnote. He means on top the Shmei Shabbos. He says the chor, as far as we know, what do you make of? So I found in the footnote the new prince. He came over. He's not himself. Not sure why this one went with the Shmei Shabbos. The second thing is that let's first ask the wash them when they're after Tilsh Shamah. Second, can you go check if the bugs inside? Can you go check? You have one piece of lettuce, you gotta go check. So that says Shmir Shabbos, you have a right to go check. That's the second thing it says. Third, he says, let's say you check and you find something. He says it depends. If you find something big, let's say you find a fly, says Shmir Shabbos, goes to Shlomo Zalman, a fly and mice, no problem, take it off. Except you have a bayam inside the studio of Mukso. They would say, make sure you take it off with some lettuce on top of it. Not means how the sugyo take it off, not means how the sugyo mukso. But that's what he wants to tie it up. If it's in the kitchen, depends on where you're mukso. You don't need it. Yeah, I hear this for her. That's what he said, that's the sugyo mukso. But my say, if it's small, he says, then they come along one time that you have a bayam inside the sugyo of burr. And therefore, again, you have bugs, you see it, you want to take it off. So what do you go do over here? He says to physically take it off with your hands, not washing it. Come along every single segment. It says take it off. You have a bayam inside the sugya bayar. Now, there is only one story, the story we mentioned before, and what he makes, maybe it's different to get a prepa. What do you want to go do? You have to take it off to go eat the thing itself. Basically, even the sugya of prepa, the Moshe says the minik do an act of rechitza, and therefore to rinse it on Shabbos, the Maisa will not have this question over here. It's like rinsing it off from dirt, rinsing it off from bugs. Those who are makel, no problem. Those with machma will have a problem. But take it physically off with your hand. You have bayam tzad sugya barer. What is the eight says of Shmir Shabbos? We get the aloha by the cases of Uvim. Says the Mishmur, take the fly with the wine. Take the bug with some lettuce inside. Then it won't be a problem over here. The fifth thing the Shemir Shabbos says, let's say you have infested together things that are not infested. So that's the Mishmur Sukkot Ches. Take out the infested ones from the ones that are not infested. And by Yavin says to go up to Tzelus, we take Eichel over here. What is the Eitz if you want to go do that? Again, take the fly with some, the festive part with some Eichel with it, well, that mice won't be a problem. But let's say you take out the good from the bad, then the mice are allowed to be yad is mutter. That means it comes out first to get to bugs inside your lettuce. You have a question to negate to kavon to go kill them about its ulcer. In the case of lettuce without kavono, who are the sorrow of it, you make a little beer. To check, the mice 100% is mutter. Big ones you have right to go take out. Small ones you have no right to go take out. If you all can make on rinsing, you have a right to make it without a single rinsing. Now, till now we're saying to rinse. What about soaking? So again, to be clear, the whole machlok is speaking on the place from the gate to washing vegetables is rinsing rechitza dofo. Soaking, again, we have one malach in the moisho. The mice are soaking, should be mutter once the altar. Rabbi Chaim Noah maybe wants to go this way. Maish himself ends off the minigas do an act of rechitza only. Therefore, every single sefer says, do not take your lettuce to go soak it. Therefore, for example, you buy lettuce, it says badatz hashkofa. It says a person has a chiv to go soak it. The Kam Shabbos, you want to go eat it, you can't soak it. Therefore, you can't eat it, unless you want to have your own hashkofa and do whatever you want. But then you're not eating badatz over here. That means someone comes to you on Shabbos and expects to have badatz, and you're having hashkofa of your own self, laptop, get ready to go serve it. Maybe even this will lift the evil over here. If you have the one that's Hanafrati, so it's Mumlatz, you can't go do that, so fine. And then you go rinse over here with the power, make sure the power of water over here. I'm not getting involved with it, doing differently exactly, but you follow the scruff, what it says to go do over here. Now they get to soak me. Don't, therefore, they get to all lettuce. The correct thing is to always prepare them before Shabbos. That means whether it's parsley or tea leaves, all these things have a bayah bugs. Come on, every bag says you should or have to soak it. We do it before Shabbos. Pashas, there is no head to go soak it on Shabbos at all. To rinse it, if you are bucky in the field, there's an argument to argue maybe there's a head to rinsing. If you're bucky in the field of bugs.
Which ones? The
regular there is, no, not the one, so no, I don't think it's an argument. The ones you buy with hashgacha upon it. Now, a bucky in halacha of tloim to know if you want to be soaked on what the rinsing is enough. Okay, you must be a bucky. Okay, if you want to get chayis. Now, the second thing is, we're saying washing dishes about its water. Adocha, that's before shalacha. Can you soak dishes on Shabbos to remove the dirt? That means, let's make a cheshbon to a moishu. A moishu starts off saying, maybe this helps you out to la'achas mine. Case of klipa, what do you answer? He goes on further, ksasrei niro. They help you in the act of soaking versus rinsing the ksas rayo adochas kalim. That means he understands that adochas kalim is like the idea of washing vegetables. How did they come out to get to vegetables? He says you only have a head of rinsing and not soaking over here. Therefore, come on to be golfing and shuvah and the Be'er Shorim and the Tarsim Lachas and others say he takes a moisture cheshbon, they come on to be machmir both ma'alkim over here, and he wants to say that the idea of docha is like the idea of washing vegetables. So what do you come out with in the Moshe Maskono? You only can do an act of rechitza. Live by plate, which is Ksas Raya, the same sugya, person cannot soak a plate. It means in one mahalach of a Moshe, to soak a plate on Shabbos, you have the Bayah, means that the sugya bayer.
The olden days, they washed.
Now, so again, we explained enough the rinsing of the power of the water, meaning you took the dish in your hand and washed with your hand, that's called adocha. But to soak it, that we don't see anywhere the old hands. That means that docho, like Caleb meant, it puts out a basin with the hand and washed it and took it out. Now, first, upon this, Moshe, first of all, the Be'er Shom says Sarchian, and Rav Karm says Lemetzidim Bepaiskim, and Emek Halacha says Leinogu. Voidem, unfortunately, Mishnebrua, and through the Rishnul Gimel. Mishnebrua discusses a case where a person has a plate with a shuman stuck on top of it. He wants to remove it. He says to pour on top of it hot water. You have a bayam inside the sugyo noilet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what should you go do? It's Shkon Kuf. He says, very simple. Fill up a basin of water, hot water, put your plate inside, and then let melt and dissolve it come off the plate over here. That means Mishnah Berurah says, you can take your plate and basically soak it and remove the fat that's stuck on top of it. So therefore, they point out, it's 1 mile from Moshe, not the minig, so he needs over here. Mishnah Berurah is clear as Mekel. And Chaim Noah Meisel Meikel, and Ben Zilbel Meisel, Pesachim Beikar are Meikel over here.
They have to soak.
that person has the right to soak dishes. I've got my see the piskei tshuvas. He comes along with mechadish and mechalik. One dish is mutter, but a bunch of dishes. Then everything did the torn and everything else. Then avada everything's did about teruvas. And they soak a bunch of dishes. He wants to my sense ulcer. Shlomo Zalman, who's asked this question, he says whether it's a bunch of dishes or one dish makes no difference. Maisa, if you go to the sphere of dishes are a different entities called cleaning, avada shemino chalik over here. Fun. Well, Maisa again, in one side of a Moshe, maybe something is usher. Maisa does not seem to worry about that. This is over here. On the side of the Machmirim that said the person cannot wash vegetables, let's say a person that gets a vegetable is Ruel Achilo. Except for health reasons, he's washing it because they spray it. In America, they spray less, over here, they spray more. And besides, they put up poisonous things over here. The person wants to wash it off. In the Machmirim, we said he cannot wash vegetables. Can you wash off the Misos? Or no, because might say taking off something that's poisonous, if a bayam is that is a washing. So the Chadash himself, who is machmer washing vegetables, he says the resource is not nicker, and therefore no shame sellers upon it, might say smutter. And therefore, even the Machmirim said the Debetzino, and the Mishlom Zalman, and the Karp, and the Chudashoni, and the Vosden, and the Shemir Shabbos, and the Shtobach, might say, either, all the might are still Michael. Also, only saw the Isha question of Chaim, he might say wants to be machmer. Otherwise, even the Machmirim say the loch is the washing we see, that's how Taruva is not taking off. So we source the mice is no point, no problem. So this is what came out, the 5 points that came out from the Chaburo. Is number one, the Baya of bugs, you have a problem, it's how the Shama, unless you want to say sort of grum over here, you have to worry and always wash your vegetables or your lettuce really before Shabbos, I'll soak you out the Suga bugs in there. The second thing over here is that if it's Ruiz for B'nai Odom to go eat the way how it is, that's, that means, for example, you buy something that's pre-washed. Still people want to wash it afterwards, that's not a problem. Everything is Maisa, it's mutter. A third thing, things that are sprayed, Maisa, B'ikir, the place we say Maisa is not a problem, you want to wash it. The ghetto, washing vegetables. Is it mutter or not? Again, I try to present two sides. I'm a little bit slanted, I know that more of a sort of Maisa over here. Maisa, it seems to me, in America, and with Maisa, in B'nai Brak, you're Machmer, Yishlaim, Yeshu Yesh, I think more people are Mekel, but Yeshu Yesh over here. Now again, the Sforzi Mekel are strong, it's a shallow thought of a Drapun over here, Yeshu Milisbach, those are Mekel, again, those are Machmer Tavla Brach over here. The great idea of soaking, don't we don't soak. The cloud would do everything before Shabbos in general, that's true. The fifth point is Maisa soaking, that Maisa we do not do on Shabbos. The only had to be make on this thing in the gate to rinsing or a doch or a chitza, not the act of soaking. Meshem on Sunday will go further and do Sif Tes, do Sif Yud Gimel.
That's you think you have to pay early.